Can you guys see us? Or do you have ads?
Hi.
Maybe they have ads.
Thank you guys, we've got
Everyone's got ads.
ads.
You're both there. Yes, we are.
Hi, Lisa.
Can you see us in the screen?
Move up. What?
Do I have to move closer? I don't want to.
It'll be.
Go away.
We'll move over there.
I'm moving back.
I can't. You're over.
Okay.
There.
Maybe if we.
Maybe we just move the
screen. There you
there.
Go.
Like.
There
yeah,
you go.
There we go. Now everyone can see us.
All right. I don't know who's here, how many people are watching us.
What up, people?
There's 10 people watching. Yay. We have fans.
We have
Hi,
fans.
Hi, guys.
I thought we didn't have fans, Marcy. I thought I was the show's
biggest
fan. I have
to cover up because I can see myself. Thanks, Derek. All right. So, hi, guys. Welcome to our live podcast, which is going to suck ass, by the way.
That's what she says. Oh, yes, I am. Logan, I am wearing my Michael Waits t-shirt, as you can see.
You pissed on hospitality by being late.
Yep.
What are you guys looking at? Somebody didn't get the message. Clearly. I'll paste it again. Okay, so Bede is in town, by the way, if you hadn't noticed. And
yes.
On Saturday, we went to a small convention to meet Christopher Lloyd.
Woo-hoo.
And Val Kilmer.
Oh, hi, Logan.
So, by the way, Val Kilmer wants to marry me.
Because you're his Huckleberry.
Yes. He was like... You're my Huckleberry, and it was cool. And then...
He actually did say that to you.
He did. He said it in the accent. And then Christopher Lloyd said, Marcy McFly! Roads! Where are we going? We don't need roads!
I was too nervous to say anything to Christopher Lloyd. I just said
you
hi.
You went up to him and, hi!
I did. I just went up, said hi, got him to sign my autograph, shook his hand, and I just ran out as quickly as I possibly could.
Yeah. Did he sign something special or did he just sign
yeah.
Bede?
I'll just have a look. I've got my pictures here.
When Bede met Val Kilmer asked him what Bede meant and Bede stumbled what he was saying and Val Kilmer thought he didn't know what his name meant and he thought it was funny.
See, oh, wrong picture.
Hold on. Is this dude joining us? Because I'll send it to him. Okay. Guys, if you have any questions you want us to answer, we will.
See, this is, me and Christopher Lloyd.
And he's got a really big signature.
Yeah.
Bede is like copy and paste with his poses.
I did, yes. It is. I like
Logan
here's
hates
my
you.
Here's my picture of me and Val. And interesting enough, if you put the two photos of
just put your
me
face.
Together, it is the exact same pose. I am not kidding. I have no idea why.
You're copy and paste.
It's
you're a robot. He is a robot.
I am not a robot.
Yes, you are. I'm going to punch you in the face.
Yeah, it's... Ow! No, you got to do like the... Like that. Ow!
Which just like a martial arts movie.
Yeah,
any
like,
better.
No retreat, no surrender, the Aussie.
Oh, by the way, I wore this t-shirt. Where is the camera? To mark the occasion. There you go. Just shove my chest in the screen, don't mind me. Everybody. Marcy's boobs. Alright, guys. Do you have a question to ask us? Because we'll answer anything. I'm going to sit and wait and wonder why our chat room isn't loading. I have no idea why.
We should tell them the story of...
Of Caligula.
Yeah, Caligula. Okay, we'll tell you guys the story of Caligula.
We'll tell you the story of how we met Caligula.
Yes.
But really, on Friday... Was it Friday?
Yeah, Friday.
All right. We'll tell you the story really quickly. On Friday, I went to take Bede and Harrison to shops in the city... And see, you know, we'll show Bede, like, where all the DVDs are and blah, blah, blah. Every single store we went into, we turned around and there was, like, a big DVD of Caligula. It's
yeah.
very strange. Like, no matter what DVD store we went in, even if it was kid friendly, they had Caligula.
And it's funny though, we'd be like sitting there and then look up and there's Caligula. Like,
yeah, so
I'm
just going to buy Bede Caligula and he can, you know, bring his horse to Parliament or whatever Caligula did. But anyway.
Yes.
Were your nipples hard when you met Christopher Lloyd?
I know my word.
I peed my pants. I mean, I think I nearly fainted when we first saw Val Kilmer.
I was more surprised that he wasn't huge.
Yeah, he was thin.
Because
like not in view now.
Because yeah. I had a big bag of hamburgers I was going to give him, and
yeah, he walked past, and I went, "Oh my god!" And then I think before when we were waiting for Christopher Lloyd, I was like, "Oh, it's Christopher Lloyd."
I spotted him first.
Yeah,
because he walked into the in the photo booth where he's supposed to take the photos and all
yeah.
that. Yeah,
and then he goes, "Hi," and then I was like, "I was frozen today," and he didn't appreciate it very much.
Yeah.
Mm. How was the DeLorean? It was very sexy. I sat in it and got my photo in there for the first time. There was nobody to molest me.
Yes.
Like the first time I tried to go in there, when some guy was like trying to touch me or something, it was very strange. But this DeLorean, it's completely decked out with everything. They even had the new Nike shoes in there. I think someone brought them along. It had the hoverboard.
Yeah.
It was pretty cool.
I wanted to see all the DeLorean because it'd be like a cool car just to drive around Melbourne in.
Yeah, and you could play the song while you're driving it.
Which song?
The Power of Love, whatever song.
It's the power of love.
I was scared I was going to call it the wrong name and that Harry, Harry and Logan would kill me. And I think Pat probably wants a link, right?
Yes.
All right, and now I'm getting messages from other people. Shut up. No.
Skype's starting to look like iTunes now. I don't think I've updated mine yet, so that's why it's weird looking.
I might have to refresh our thing, because I'm not getting, like, the Ustream chat room. Do I have to check in? No, chat. It's going to give us ads, though.
Everybody's got ads.
Oh, there we go. Oh, now the chat's disappeared.
Oh, it's probably just after the ads.
Oh, there we go. Now we can talk and say hi. What did I type? Where's our other video? Okay, guys, we are back. And now I can't see everything.
Give us more questions because we'll answer anything.
Yeah, we're waiting. We want, like, questions from you guys. Oh, fuck's sake. I'm just adjusting the screen so we can see all the chats. All right. Okay, so hello everybody that is there.
Hi, Matt.
Pat, how come we haven't done a commentary? A commentary for what? To answer your question, Logan, Val Kilmer looked very, very hot. We snuggled briefly.
Val had his arm around me. That was cool.
Yeah, but he like, you know, I was like, you know, practically molesting each other. Val Kilmer likes Marcy, what can I say?
You should tell her, like, your friend Andre, like, because Marcy's friend, she had the Doors shirt, a Jim Morrison shirt.
She had a Jim Morrison shirt on, and Val Kilmer thought it was him until he looked at it and he's like, that's not me. Why does the DeLorean have different kind of wheels? Because it flies? That was like a costume, an authentic costume. That's why there was a Marty mannequin. Somebody who I don't know who it is in the chat room wants to know who my favourite Canadian is. Is that Nick? Because Nick might be asking that kind of question. And if so, Nick is my favourite Canadian, followed by Derek and Pat and every other Canadian I've ever known. We're broadcasting from my house. I like Canadian bacon, Nicholas Bosworth. And there's Harry. I'll send him the link again. All right. It's hard to keep up with, like, 100 chats, so...
Yeah.
My room is clean.
It is.
Paul Turner.
Yeah, there's nothing on her bed, which is, like...
I cleaned my room yesterday because of this very thing. That's just the wall. I mean, the door where I hang my jacket.
Matt wants to know, did I eat, pray, and laugh when I got here?
he ate, prayed, love with Christopher Lloyd.
I think it was more with Val Kilmer, really.
Oh, we did lots of loving with Val Kilmer.
Val Kilmer was hilarious in the Q&A. Like, he cracked me up, especially with his Marlon Brando impression.
Yeah, Val Kilmer was saying stuff about,
The island of Dr. Moreau.
The island of Dr. Moreau, because Val Kilmer's the size of an island. Not Val Kilmer, Marlon Brando is the size of an island.
He gave...
Val Kilmer was the size of an island.
Well, he nicknamed Marlon Brando the island in Dr. Moreau.
He wrote the island is Dr. Moreau. Hold on, what's this conversation? You should have asked Christopher Lloyd what was a hooker. I did, and he asked why was he frozen today. I was frozen today! I'm glad everybody agrees that The Island of Dr. Moreau is a bad movie.
It is.
Even Val Kilmer didn't think it was very good.
Yes.
I'm waiting for questions, but nobody's asking anything, and I don't know why people are sending me messages that I can't see. It doesn't matter. All right. Anybody? Questions? Because we don't know what to talk about otherwise.
I think Val Kilmer was definitely high in The Island of Dr. Moreau. I know I was while I was watching that movie.
Yeah, I was pretty high while I was trying to watch that movie. Oh, Matt. Yeah, right. What was it like to meet for the first time? I punched Bede in the nuts.
No, she didn't. She wishes she did, but she didn't. It was like, the first thing we said to each other was, I said, oh, hi, Marcy.
Oh, hi.
But we didn't really do any impressions because my brother was there.
Yeah, I was a bit embarrassed because your brother was there and he looked really serious.
My brother is like if...
You guys if look alike, though.
Yeah, well, my brother is... If, my brother looks like me if I was, like, really buff and, like...
Your brother's pretty buff.
And, like, into sports.
Yeah, he looks like he's into sports. And then, yeah, I said, Bede, we're going to Minotaur, which is, like, the best store ever, except it's quite expensive. And then we looked at stuff, and then we met Harrison, and that's what we did. And then we went to other stores and kept seeing Caligula. And
like, we saw it in four stores, which was hilarious.
Yeah, and then we went into this other store, which was, like, upstairs, and it said, this is not a porn store. And the dude in there was like, don't touch my stuff.
But and we did find, like, a VHS copy of Reanimator.
Oh, yeah, and it's, like, the good version that I need to get. But anyway, between the two of you, what was your favourite Super Marcy podcast moment?
But I guess it depends on which is my favourite moment or which was the worst moment.
Anytime I've insulted Bede.
I've probably the entire Eat, Pray, Love episode because it was an innocent story that got blown out of proportion by matches. And
Matt.
Yes.
That's his favourite moment ever. I'm trying to, sorry, there's like 100 conversations I'm trying to read.
But I did like the moment where I admitted that I saw the Hannah Montana movie and then Kupka's reaction was like 10 minutes later.
That was pretty funny. Did anyone have a photo of him as Batman to autograph? Yes, they did.
Oh, yeah.
Of Val Kilmer. There was Val Kilmer Batman.
Yeah,
so I don't know if that's what you're talking about.
Yeah, they had different photos. They even had a Twix photo there. And I was disappointed that Twix wasn't the surprise showing at the con.
I know, they should have played Twix. What is the poster on the left? Which left? There's Indiana Jones behind me. There's Nightmare on Elm Street, Raging Bull, and then there's a big Loved Ones poster. But my room is full of posters. Did he get mad? I think Val Kilmer got mad when I told him that I wanted him to sign my copy of Not the Cosbys. And I'm not a child. We just watched that movie, by the way.
Best movie of all time.
We watched No Retreat, No Surrender and just imitated the fuck out of it. I'm not a child.
I was trying to find out where the camera is.
It's so up there, dumbass. Pokemon.
A Pokemon? A bit at the bopping at the bop.
Shut up! Damn you, Bill Cosby. He comes out of the thing. Huh? I'm going to ignore Matt and his questions. Goddess Malone. Is that Harrison? Oops, I clicked on the thing.
Did we Marcy, did we ask him if he played with the boys?
What boys?
Val Kilmer.
Does he play with boys?
Yeah, because, you know, like, in volleyball, you know, in Top Gun, because the song is play with the boys.
He did. He actually reenacted that scene.
I forgot to ask Val, like, Val, you could be my wingman anytime.
Oh, shut up, Paul. You know I'm awesome with my awesomeness. Sorry, the lighting in here sucks balls.
Yeah. I'm much better in bright lights.
Yeah, it's kind of dark in here, I don't know why, and I'm really tired. I look like a zombie.
I look awesome, by the way.
What was Bede a terrible Australian for this week? Harry's asking you, so.
Okay, well, I
did... Bede, why are you a terrible Australian?
Well, I did see, like, depending on your point of view, I did see The Three Musketeers yesterday, which was, I have to admit, was so dumb that I actually kind of enjoyed it.
That's why he's terrible. Hey, you are pissing on hospitality.
Although I have to admit, it lacks Chris O'Donnell. That's just, yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's like, it is the thing though with that movie. Like, it is, you get to a point where you realize that.
Exactly, Derek. Why would anyone watch the fucking Three Musketeers?
Because you want to watch it for Christoph Waltz, man.
Oh God, why was he in that?
Because he needs money.
Yeah, that's pretty terrible. Although I'm terrible for watching that really shitty Vanishing on 7th Street. Oh my God.
Now, I will say
it's
this.
It's bad about... when I can say that Hayden Christensen was maybe the best thing in the movie. And his acting is not that great.
So I will say this, because, like, back to Three Musketeers.
Thanks, Lisa.
It is, I can definitely see it as a guilty pleasure because... Like, it gets to a point where you realize that this is so dumb that it actually does become fun after a while. Especially because Orlando Bloom, he has, like, the weirdest hair in the history of the movies. And he has, basically, his character is like a mustache twirling beard. He's, like, literally like this throughout the whole movie going, yeah, I'm so evil.
He is evil. And what else? Logan wants to know my thoughts on the recent state of Community. Well... NBC can go suck a donkey's dick for that move. That's all I have to say about that. I don't even want to think about it.
I'd have a comment, but I haven't seen Community yet, so that loses
game. Bede is not wearing a Gary Busey shirt, by the way. It's from Troll 2. If you don't know what Troll 2 is, that's all I have to say to you. He's not.
Yes, I think Orlando Bloom would love to give mustache rides for people in.
He should give. Troll 2, a mustache ride. And by the way, there's nothing wrong with Community. What they've done to Community is wrong. And why am I getting messages from people who are in the chat room? Okay. Pat wants to know if you're nervous. Send that privately.
Am I nervous? Yeah. I was nervous when I met you.
I know, because I'm so awesome. You're like, oh my God, it's Marcy. I have your autograph.
Yeah, you were probably nervous too, because you had no idea how to react when I got there, because you weren't sure if I was
didn't know where you were, and then when I finally found you, I was like, oh, bloody hell, there he is.
You were going to be, you were all like going to be thinking that I was going to kill you or something, because I could have been really been a serial killer.
I think I told your brother that I had my tools in my bag and I was going to kill you.
Yeah, you're going to kill me with your sonic screwdrivers.
I have many.
I had no idea because I listened to yours in the Con episode the other day and I had no idea what the hell a sonic screwdriver was.
Oh, no, it does this too.
I thought that was like a sex position that Sonic the Hedgehog does to people.
Yeah, it's what you do. It's a sonic screwdriver. there's two of them. That's my homemade one. And does that. But anyway, I'm going to put them down because people think they're dildos. Did Morgan Freeman make an appearance at the con? He actually did.
Yes.
He said, he went up to Val Kilmer and he goes, because I'm Morgan Freeman.
I'll be your Huckleberry, Val Kilmer.
I think on Friday for a good, I don't know, 5 minutes, we kept saying, I'm Morgan Freeman because we're retards.
I think we just said all day, like, I was frozen today.
No, that was the thing to say at the con. I was frozen today. Wow, this camera has, like, my
That's
bad angle.
That's well like it, Mr. Way.
Yeah, you just did a Michael Caine.
Because I'm Michael Caine. That's my worst Michael Caine.
I'm Morgan Freeman, and I was frozen today.
I'm Morgan Freeman, and I was frozen today.
Pat's I wish asking, I could tell you on. That. Pat's asking, should I buy Tron Legacy on Blu-ray? Hell yeah. And Sam Flynn says yes. And hold on, my light, my identity disc says yes. They're kind of like go in there and go. A knifey's boony. Whoever says Michael Sheen sucks, and that's Nick, you know that I'm going to smack you upside the head.
He's like the only good thing about the Twilight movies, because he gets what type of movie he's in, I think.
Shut up, Paul, about seeing Tintin. How dare you? That's so not fair. Sam Flynn is not happy. Another customer!
I am not a program!
I'm not a program!
I think we're even more insane right now.
We're always insane. So I want to go. Do I want to... Huh? I hope you're asking me if I want to go to Tintin, because then that's a yes.
You'll tell me apart, Lisa!
Lisa! Not this Lisa, the Lisa from the movie. Because this Lisa doesn't tear me apart. She's my wife. We're married. Hi. I'm just waiting. She wanted me to take my clothes off, but I'm not doing that in front of Bean.
I think I'm Lisa's biggest fan. And I can tell you why, but I'm not going to be discussing that again anytime soon.
Yeah, apparently you think she's soft.
I didn't say that. It was a Scott Pilgrim reference.
You are tearing me apart. I can't really do Tommy was on impressions at the moment.
I can't hit a girl, that's so soft.
You're not my fucking mother!
No, it's more like, I'm not your fucking mother!
You're not my fucking mother!
I just like to watch you guys.
I just like to watch you guys. I'm Denny from The Room. I'm glad somebody thinks this is awesome, because I'm so embarrassed. Where's my money, Denny? What drugs? I can't remember the lines just randomly.
It's evil. If anyone wants to watch more Tommy Wiseau...
Just watch the Tommy Wash
show. Or as I like to call it, the Tommy Wee show. I don't know why.
Hey, it's Rebellion Reborn. Sorry, I was going to send you the link, but I forgot. Look, this is what he sent me for a present. It's called I Am Nancy. He got it Nancy. Signed by... Where are we? It's signed by... Heather Langenkamp, and this movie...
Come on, little lesbian.
Shut up. This movie is awesome. If people like A Nightmare on Elm Street or Nancy or Heather Langenkamp, you should definitely watch it. It's,
Is Logan calling me Alfred Molina? Or is that somebody else?
He's talking to Legendary Snake, who's Alfred Molina. But yeah, I'll talk about this movie briefly because I haven't had a chance to review it. It's the movie set at a convention and Heather Langenkamp tries to find out what Nancy is and what it means to people. Which is awesome because you know that, what was I saying? That Nancy is probably like the best horror heroine ever. And they do talk about that show in the documentary. I'm a midget and Christopher Lloyd's a giant, by the way. So, yeah.
That's bad. So, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. For real. For Ray, but, yeah. But anyway, yeah. Everyone go see this. I will do a proper review on it when I get a chance. It's really awesome. So thank you, Rebellion Reborn. You are awesome for sending it to me.
I wish I could say it's awesome, but I haven't seen it yet. So.
I'll, let you watch it.
Cool.
Shifty eyes. Thank you. Hi. And apparently Legendary Suit doesn't know what's going on, so I'm going to send him a link right now. Oh, I'm going to hurt myself. Huh? I don't know what people are talking about. So, do you guys add a questions, or do you just want me to keep saying I was frozen today?
Well, do you just want us to do impressions of...
I don't talk in the cinema.
I never talk in the cinema.
Only if it's really bad, and then I'll just like be like...
Like if it's Twilight or something.
If it's Twilight, I'll be throwing...
Oh, yeah, you're going to tell them... Monkey feces. Oh, yeah, you've got to tell them that we're going to go see Breaking Dawn tonight.
Yeah, we're going to go egg Edward Cullen.
No, we're not going to see Breaking Dawn.
No.
But we will watch that movie eventually, of course, you know.
I'm going to watch it and, like, use it for toilet paper or something, because it's not even worth it. It's not even worth, like, putting shit on there.
I have to agree with what Jibio said on Twitter the other day. Breaking Dawn sounds like a 70s porno title.
Oh, yeah, Michael Sheen's in it. That might be the only thing I pay attention to.
I went to the cinema 3 times yesterday, and, like, all 3 showings, they had the fucking trailer to Breaking Dawn in front of it.
Yeah, I'm just reading, a cinema full of chicks? No, not the kind of chicks that like Twilight movies.
Or unless they're, like, the girls who watch Twilight only just to make fun of it.
Like me. Then that's okay.
Yeah, they should just do a screening where it's like, it's only for the Twilight haters only.
They should do a screening called If You Hate Twilight, come and watch this. And you can riff tracks it.
Yeah, because I could basically say, like, that Kristen Stewart looks like a zombie because she's, like, standing there dead.
She just says, like, with her mouth open. It's so annoying.
It's like this.
I'm Kristen Stewart. Pretty bad.
That's her entire expression. It's like,
that's pretty much. And then, you know, sparkly vampires and whatnot.
Yeah.
Which is very annoying. Yeah, I don't like Twilight, obviously. Twilight is just...
the devil?
That's... Where's the camera? That's all I have to say about that.
But it's always fun to make fun of Twilight because it just leaves itself open
to... Well, you don't even need to because that's stupid. Marcy's got attitude. I'm talking about Twilight. What do you expect?
Indeed.
Matt, ask me a damn question. Okay. Karloff sidekick.
Fuck you.
He doesn't do that. Fuck you. Karloff does not deserve to smell my shit. Or whatever he says.
Karloff doesn't deserve to smell my shit.
Ed Wood is the best movie that Tim Burton has made. I know that people are going to disagree with that.
I think Twilight would be better if, Martin Landau as Bela Lugosi was in that movie.
You could kill Edward.
It'd be, just imagine, it's like, Edward Cullen, psychic, fuck you.
Edward Cullen, a vampire? Fuck you. Yeah. I really don't like Twilight. Who's talking about Beetlejuice? Beetlejuice doesn't like me. He didn't answer me on Twitter for the longest time. Oh dear. This really isn't what a normal podcast is like because we don't have anybody talking back to us.
Yeah, it's like they're discussing themselves now rather than us.
Serious question. The best superhero movie of the year. For me, it was X-Men First Class and... It wasn't because Michael Fassbender is hot. I legitimately thought the movie was awesome.
You can't wait for Shane to come out so you can have a
look. Oh my god, Shane? And he's going to be naked the whole movie? Yeah. But no, seriously, X-Men First Class and then probably Thor because I'm Thor. I have a meow meow.
Because I told you you looked like Chris Hemsworth. That was...
Yeah, B, one day, I think he typed it wrong. He's like... Marcy, you look like Chris Hemsworth.
And then you change, change your profile picture to look like Chris Hemsworth.
Yeah, I'm like, all right, I'm Thor.
I mean, how can you not? Because he's got those dreamy
blue eyes.
And
he holds a meow meow.
A meow meow. We saw a meow meow down at that comic shop.
Yeah, and you forgot your camera because that photo's on your camera.
It is on my camera.
I want that photo.
Yeah, I'll get you because you're holding a big
meow-meow. Excuse me, I see the Shame preview. Can you please let me know about it because I'm going to go to the movies and watch Michael Fassbender. Fassbending.
I just want to watch him pee.
Did he pee in the movie?
It says like he urinates.
If I wanted to see men urinating, I'd just rewatch Oz. Lots of urinating in that movie. In that TV series. I want to see his raging Fassbender.
Yes, Michael Fassbender. Marcy will have a raging Fassbender while watching Shane.
I have a raging Fassbender.
I got a raging Fassbender.
Shut up, that's creepy.
Oh.
Harry's back! Well, Harrison, because it's Harry and Harrison. I don't want to get them confused. X-Men First Class is the best comic book movie of the year with Thor and Captain America, and I don't think Green Lantern was all that bad.
Oh, it was just average, really. It's more like, I don't know. It just felt like they were trying to cram in too much stuff.
They put way too much stuff in it. If they put, you know, one bad guy and actually had Green Lantern training, it might have worked just a bit better.
Like, it's, you can look at Four in Green Lantern. Like, Four kind of got its fantastical elements right, while Green Lantern sort of did it a bit wrong.
What? Huh? What's the biggest disappointment in horror? Paranormal Activity 3.
Nick, Mary Elizabeth Winstead will always be mine.
Yeah, you can't have Mew.
Yeah, have my Mew. Mew is mine.
I mean, doesn't Nick have Rosario? What's he doing?
Yeah, well, if Nick's going to steal Mew, I'm going to steal Rosario.
Yeah, thanks, Paul. No Saw movie. I got to see the last Saw movie last year on my birthday.
Somebody asked us if we're going to see Human Centipede 2 tomorrow night.
That's Harry Harrison. Yeah. I don't think I can go because it's actually on late, and I didn't know it was on that late because I have to work.
Well, apparently it's going to be showed two more times at Cinema Nova.
I don't know. I'm going to have to ring that dude today.
And interesting enough, it's the uncut version that was banned in the UK.
Yeah, I think, what did they cut out? The guy masturbating with sandpaper.
Ew.
We were invited to go see the Human Centipede 2 from the distributor. That's why.
I'm too scared to watch.
Apparently, Derek just blew all his ads. That's a bit gross, Derek. I don't know. What did I say that somebody said ouch over? I don't know.
Nick, I mean, Pat, that's a good question. Why would anyone go see Human Centipede?
Why would anybody make a movie called The Human Centipede 2? Masturbating with sandpaper. Why not? Apparently.
Hey, whatever gets people off, you know.
I'll just use Michael Fassbender. I think I killed Bede. Why do I keep, like, creeping off from the view?
It's because more people want to see... Because everyone sees you all the time.
I love Logan Fastermouth.
Fastermouth.
Yeah.
You're so dirty, Logan. You won't admit it, but you are. You're more dirty than matches, I think.
Is anybody more gross than me? Who's Michael Sandpaper?
He's Michael Fassbender's brother, who works with
Michael Sandpaper. Oh, God. Now everybody's trying to say who's the dirtiest. It's me. I'm filthy.
I don't know. I made that joke at the end of that episode, remember?
No.
The one about... it was the... well, I did
call... I'm dreading this.
Yeah, well, I actually called Facebook Facial Book once. Remember that?
Facial Book. Facialbook.com.
I actually owned that title now, so I could, like, put my own website.
Where did you get Facial Book
from? I have no idea. It just popped out of my mouth. Sometimes things just come out of my head without me even saying it.
That's true. I really did show you that movie. We're not bad-mouthing matches. We love matches.
We do love matches.
We would go matches to mouth.
Exactly. Well, she would.
Oh, God. Did I just say that? What about a Serbian film? It's not a very good film.
No, that's the only movie.
My DVD.
I don't want to watch that movie. That's the only... I'll watch anything except the Serbian film.
But it's not even that bad, and it's the cut version. You don't even see the thing.
I don't want to watch it, because the imagination is much more worse than the show.
You're screaming.
Sorry.
I'm trying to read here. I said that I would go matches to mouth, apparently. A Serbian film is just... Yeah. It's kind of stupid. And he's telling you to shut up, so you can shut up.
You shut up, Cuff. Even though I can't hear you.
If you have me on your show, you'll be able to talk, Paul, because it's only Bede that I have to, like, yell at. Silence. And now they just changed the chat room name on Skype to Facial Book. Want to cover my throat?
Why did I read that out loud?
Yeah, that was the joke. I wasn't going to repeat it, but that was the joke.
If Bede and Matches record their own show, it'll last about, you know, 10 years non-stop.
I think if it was myself, Matches, and Nick had our own show, it'd last 10 years.
Yeah, you guys would have so much ranting, it would be ridiculous.
Logan, you're so dirty.
Logan.
I did say Logan.
You said login.
I said Logan.
You said login.
I did not, so you're imagining that.
Top Secret changed his life. Do you know he was too shy to get Val Kilmer to sign that DVD?
I thought he would, like, throw it in my face.
He was going to punch you, he told me. In secret. It's like, that dude that's hanging around you, I'm going to punch him.
Val Kilmer asked me where my name come from, and I stuffed up the story.
And he thought you were an idiot.
And he told, you know what he told me? And it's like, what? And he said, you know where, Val asked me, you know where my name comes from? It's short for Valiant.
He is Valiant.
Because he's your Huckleberry.
Yes. Although, I had, you know, Christopher Lloyd was like, where's Marcy McFly come from? Well, you know, I can't really do a Christopher Lloyd accent. I was like,
I'm frozen today.
I was just like, well, I used to want to be married to Marty McFly.
We should say while we were at the Cobb, we saw the Green Power Ranger.
Yeah, there was a guy cosplaying as Winnie the Pooh at this thing. And another guy dressed as the Green Power Ranger. And it's like, well, that doesn't make sense if you're going to, like, Back to the Future convention.
But I think they were just going to battle each other out. Because, well, I wanted to see that. Well, who wouldn't want to see the Green Power Ranger fight Winnie the Pooh?
Yeah, but then again, why would you have Val Kilmer at Christopher Lloyd convention?
Exactly. For Back to the Future event.
Cobco, I fucking hate you for getting to watch Sons of Anarchy. I've got to wait till this goober leaves. That's not fair.
Fine.
My sons.
Yeah, I think Winnie the Pooh would win in a fight with the Green Power Ranger.
Yeah, that guy was pretty big. Winnie the Pooh, Derek. I hope that satisfied your needs as my MSC husband.
Real Genius is a good movie. You ever seen that movie, Marcy? Real Genius?
Real Genius?
Yeah, it's like Val Kilmer at his funniest. After Top Secret, of course.
Probably.
And after Kiss Kiss Bang Bang. I'm surprised nobody asked him about Kiss Kiss. Actually, that was one of the things that surprised me. Nobody asked him about Kiss Kiss Bang Bang.
He did just mention Robert Downey Jr. and how awesome he is. So.
Yeah.
Beeb, not Bede.
Yeah, it's not Beeb. I don't go by the name Beeb. It's Bede.
Bebe. You know, like Bebe Newirth, whatever. From
Bebe.
Why have we got ads? Sorry, guys. I'm going to mute the ads. There we go. We're even getting ads. Ustream's a fucking asshole.
Bebe's kids.
Bebe's kids.
Hey, the Matt called me Big German. Actually, everyone...
Big German.
No, that's funny, though, because when I was growing up, nobody, like, whenever a new teacher came to our school and all that, they would always get my last name wrong and they would say
German.
How can
you mix... It's German.
It is German, but they think it's German.
Das German.
Das German. That is good.
That is good, yeah. Heil Hitler. I mean, what? That was a Captain America, the original 99.
No, you got to do that. It's like,
Hal Hitler, bang. Yeah, it's. I'm not actually Hitler.
Hello, Hitler.
Sorry, I'm like falling all over.
Oh, hi, Hitler.
Oh, hi, Hitler. Did you do something bad, huh? Yeah, sorry.
I could no longer live in this world.
Where does my hair end and the shirt begin? There? And that's embarrassing because...
Hey, I high-five rabbis all the time because rabbis are my peeps, y'all.
What the fuck?
I don't know. It's what Pat wrote.
Oh, you don't high-five a rabbi. You don't? Okay.
Test tube, baby.
Yeah.
Remember when we saw that cover? That cover, Test Tube Babes from... What is
it? Test Tube Babies from the year 2000.
And there's this guy on the cover who looks like exactly Jason like Bateman. Jason Bateman. It's hilarious.
Maybe it was Jason Bateman. yeah.
So
awkward. Test Tube Babies. It's ruined the live podcast.
Yes, that's how... This is the kind of conversations Marcy and I have when the show's not actually on.
God, like, people watching us is so embarrassing.
Has anybody got an honest good question they want
to ask? Yeah, do you have, like, a serious question that we can answer? Like, you know, how bad Bede is at everything he does. He sucks at life.
Yes, I think Werewolf...
Yeah.
Werewolf Woman of the SS should be made into a movie, and Nicolas Cage should play Fu Manchu.
Yeah.
So I can have more scenes of him going, ah, ha, 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 ha.
I actually did write that in my article last night, that Rob Zombie should do that. Who is your daddy and what does he do? My daddy is Arnold Schwarzenegger and he fucks maids. When is Bede going back to Melbourne? Bede's thinking of moving here because his brother's lonely.
Yeah, you had to put it that way.
What movie are you most looking forward to from now until the end of the year? Tintin?
I'm just trying to think.
I don't even know what's coming out.
I guess, yeah, probably Tintin or Warhorse.
And Shame, actually getting Shame. We already covered the Michael Fassbender. Muppets.
But yeah, but that's not out till the 12th of next year.
We're not getting it till next year, and yes, Mission Impossible 4 with Jeremy Renner. Oh yeah, Girl with the Dragon Tattoo.
Marcy's gonna have a raging Renner when she watches that movie.
Oh my god, on IMAX? I'll be like glued to the screen.
Hey, it's got the IMAX is gonna have the first 6 minutes of the Dark Knight Rises.
I don't know if they'll show it at our IMAX, but we can, hope.
Yeah. What? Or just wait for YouTube. I don't care.
Yeah, we want to see Girl with the Dragon Tattoo because,
Yeah, Marcy really loves Rooney Mara.
So. I'm hoping this will,
win you.
She'll win me over with this movie.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to work out can Marcy trick Bede to death with his necklace? Probably, but I don't want any evidence.
Yeah, because yous are all watching and,
This might be a boring question. There are no boring questions, Harry. Harry Action Jackson. It's a tongue twister for me. What are the secret origins of Super Podcast? Basically, I started a podcast. I called it Super Podcast because I like Super Mario Brothers and Superman and Supergirl. And
they were probably. They would probably want to know how we met. Why? I remember.
Feed was like, "Oh my god, your podcast is the best. I want to be on it." And I'm like, "Give me $1,000, and you can." So
yeah, but this wasn't. That was afterwards. I remember how we met, and this is absolutely true.
Some dickhead.
Yeah, well, the thing was, what happened was, this is when you started going on MFC.
Yeah, we met on Friday. Online.
Yeah, we met online, but when you started getting into Joe Blow and all that.
Yeah, I was getting into Joe Blow.
And what happened was, and then you friended me on Facebook.
Who's this dick that everybody thinks I am?
And that was, if anyone who's been on Joe Blow since the beginning remembers, what was her name?
Dickhead.
I can't remember her name, but she was this one who, pretended to be, five different people.
And they thought it was me, and I'm like, you know what? Go fuck yourselves. I set everyone straight. What do I think of The Walking Dead this season?
I haven't had a chance to watch this season.
I think it's picking up. I'm sick of this whole... Bede hasn't seen it, but you've read the books, right?
I've read the books. But I think there's something that might be a bit different from...
Yeah, but there's this scenario that's really pissing me off. And I'm just like, can we solve it or get over it?
More sonic screwdrivers in it.
Yeah, but no, the last episode was really good. So, I'm enjoying it more than the first episode is a bit of a letdown, but it's gotten better. Everyone's pretty good in it. So
I need to get around to watching it. I've got the episode. I do have the episodes and I have saved them somewhere, but I just haven't watched them yet.
Yeah, Norman Reedus is the best, and I was glad for a certain cameo.
About Dexter's season.
This season of Dexter has been one of my favourites, to be honest.
I need to get around to what I've been...
I don't want to ruin anything, but it's been awesome. I love that it's got Edward James Olmos, because he's awesome.
He's almost.
favourite David Lynch movie? Blue Velvet?
I have to say The Alpha Man. That's my favourite.
I'm not an animal,
I'm a human being.
I don't know what anyone else is saying. John Lithgow. John Lithgow was
awesome. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's
probably been, I think, the best
baddie.
But I don't want to spoil it for people that don't watch it. But
he should come down for a convention. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, John Lithgow. My mum would be there because she's got the hots for him. She admires it, but she
I just like be doing it. Harry and the Henderson, like, you know, line through. Like, especially the scene when they, like, he says goodbye with that 30 Rock made fun of in that scene.
Who's your favourite Canadian? It's...
Bryan Adams.
I was actually going to say William Shatner.
Bryan Adams is a Canadian treasure.
I think Nick hates you now. That would be interesting if John Lithgow was Doc Brown, but it wouldn't have had the same effect.
It's like, I'm going to stab you today.
I'm going to stab you today. All right. Can you do your best Morgan Freeman bead? I think that's what they're all waiting for. They spent an hour watching us
for it. You just want to hear a Morgan Freeman? I'll do it if everyone wants me to do it.
Yeah, do you guys want Morgan Bead?
Ah, but do you want Marcy to do a Morgan Freeman? That's the question.
Please say no. Nobody's answering. They're weighing up their
options. The site crashed because they were like, "Go yes.
It exploded the internet for Morgan Beadman.
Do a Marcy impression. Hiya, Marcy. How is everybody today?
Why are you doing an American accent?
I have no idea. Marcy is Tim Robbins.
Am I Tim Robbins? Oh, come hi, on, Tim Red. I don't remember his lines in the movie. Hey, Red.
I wish I could tell you that the Monopoly guy fought the good fight and the sisters let it be. I wish I could tell you that. But prison is no fairy tale world.
Oh my god.
Did I say Monopoly guy?
Yes, I did. Yes, he did. Somebody said Eric Roberts. I don't know why, but I love Eric Roberts.
Yeah, I'm
Eric Roberts. He's the best of the best.
He's like the only good thing about Sharkopus. Even they.
I would never watch Sharkopus again. Although I've had the choice, Sharkopus, Twilight, I think I'd go Sharkopus.
I think, would you watch Sharkopus again? No. Probably maybe for
a cup of coffee? Coffee.
Coffee? Yeah. Coffee? That's the devil's drink. Ralph Jerk, what?
I snuff out that line, it's, I want a cup of coffee. Beer? Coffee.
That's like, bear? coffee. Bear?
B-O.
Yeah, Marcy and I have decided we're no longer doing the knifey spoonie.
We better do a knifey spoonie.
We'll do, this is the last time you'll ever hear it on the show. We decided yeah, we just don't want to.
Alright.
Okay. You call that a knife? This is a knife. Oh, no, we need
I don't even have utensils.
You call that
you
a
call
knife?
That a sonic this. Screwdriver?
This is a sonic screwdriver.
That's not a knife, it's a sonic screwdriver.
All right, you win. I see you played knifey sonic screwdriver before.
Knifey sonic screwdriver. I think...
Yeah, that's the last time you'll ever hear that joke. Yeah.
Until the next time. Hold on.
We're doing beer jokes from now on.
Hello, I am your neighbor. I am Credence.
Credence. They're eating her. I'll do the...
I don't know
they're
how you
eating go. Her, and they're going to eat me.
Oh my god. You're an idiot.
Hey, we're acting like idiots on the show. That's why we're people.
My favorite line from Troll 2.
Coffee, that's the devil's drink.
I don't even know what it is. Now my favourite line would be, what are you going to do to me, Daddy? Oh, I'm going to tighten my belt by one loop so I don't go hungry pain.
If you can't piss in hospitality, I won't allow it!
That movie's the best.
Tightening up my belt by one loop so I can do hunger, so I don't have hunger pains.
And your mother and sister have to do likewise. Troll 2 is the best.
Yes.
It's even better than B. Because Bead's really not that very good.
Dare we say it might be better than The Room?
Oh, yes. It's better than The Room.
It's more fun than The Room. Like Tommy Wiseau is hilarious and all, but I think Troll 2 is much more fun.
Think about
that. Now, Lisa, whose Troll. American accent you were talking about? Mine or Marcy's?
Mine?
Yeah, with the baloney
sandwich.
I don't
understand how you can win with a baloney sandwich.
Thank you, Lisa.
Shut up, Lisa. Do you want a divorce?
The boss.
What has Logan posted?
You can take pictures of us if you want, people. That
Logan,
was
that is amazing.
You're so dirty, Logan.
I think Lisa made that.
Who wants a picture of me? What? Think about the cholesterol.
I don't know. Somebody wants to hear your accent again.
I don't know what they're talking about. I don't talk an American accent.
You did me in an American accent for some random reason. You did me. You imitated me.
I mean, I just do an American accent because the people want me to do it.
I'm Morgan Freeman.
I used to sound like
you
an American.
Sound like Rain Man.
I was like, that's like, wow. That's like, numbers.
Hold on. There's a Donkey Kong Q-string coming up if anybody wants to see it. There's a Donkey Kong Q-string. Alright, Sons of Anarchy is on, so if anyone wants to go watch it, you may. So
yeah, leave.
Thanks
we
for
don't
staying.
Yeah. No, just kidding.
Thanks for staying, Kopka. You survived.
Yep. See you, Kopka.
Yeah. You go watch Ron Perlman and lick his face for me.
I'm Ron Perlman. I don't know.
That's what he sounds like.
I don't know.
Yeah.
We're not going anywhere, Nick.
No, we're saying goodbye to Kopka because he's going to watch Sons of Anarchy. I'm everybody's babe.
In a minute, bitch.
Alright, so yeah, bye Kopka who's going to watch Sons of Anarchy and I'm jealous. That's not fair. Oh, my Ron Perlman.
Ron Perlman.
Yeah, I have the hots for Ron Perlman. Leave me alone.
Nothing wrong with Ron Perlman. He's awesome.
He's awesome.
But would you do Ron Perlman like normal face or would you do him like with like makeup?
I do him normally. I do him as Hellboy.
Yeah, because he's pretty buff as Hellboy. He's got all that.
Hellboy
stuff.
Is pretty awesome. You're my favorite customer.
Thanks for that description, Matt.
I think we should kick Matt out. He's gross.
We should just like pick who we think is the grossest person in this chat room.
I think Matt wins every time.
Yes, he was.
Sorry, I'm reading out the chat and I'm just reading. You're my favorite customer.
You're my favorite customer.
Oh,
bye.
Hi, doggy.
Come on, little lesbian.
Why did we freeze? We're frozen today. I was frozen today. I think we froze it. Is it frozen? Yeah, we're frozen.
We're frozen today.
We were frozen today. I don't know how to, like, fix it, so.
There is no sound.
Maybe that's it. We'll finish up. We'll stop recording.
Why don't we just stop and then record again?
No, because then it's two videos. Alright, we'll stop recording, so bye.
Don't go, bye, no!
Hold on. Save. Live show. Us. Alright, stop broadcast. Broadcast.
I saw that. Hi again.
No crap.
That's Matt Damon.
Matt Damon.
That's what the guy looked like back then.
I'm fucking Matt Damon. Isn't that a song?
Yeah, that's a.
Why are we getting messages?
Join the chat room.
You know when this ad is finished?
Yep, right now.
But we're frozen.
We're frozen today.
It's taken off our... Oh, fuck. Let's close. Let me just close everything and restart it again.
We'll be back, people. No, they can't hear us. So.
My Firefox is frozen.
It's frozen.
It was frozen today. It's completely frozen, like I can't get out of it. What are you doing?
I'm just checking things.
You and your things.
Fangs. Aw.
We should probably finish this, though, because we got, like, more movies to go through.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll go to JB now.
Yeah. We'll do, like, 10 more minutes.
Yeah.
And then we'll go.
Trying to go live. Go live or go home. Yeah, I blame Peter too. Let's hope the chat comes back. So we didn't see it before because it was an asshole. I'll click. Do I say deny? Yeah. Okay. Guys, are we back?
Hi, everyone. Can you hear us?
Oh, we got ads again.
Sorry for the ads.
They can't hear you when the ads are on.
Stupid ads.
Alright.
Let's play with that.
I'm just gonna... I'm gonna kill you with my sonic screwdriver.
I think in Three Musketeers yesterday, one of them had just a sonic screwdriver that went out and shot people.
Yeah, probably, because that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, but they had airships in this.
Yeah. Okay, the ads are still on. Everyone's got ads. Okay, are we back now?
Are we back?
Alright, cool.
How dare you people, like, hurt Julia Roberts' feelings? She's all better.
Can you, like, leave these alone before I smack you with them?
I can't help it. I've never seen a sonic screwdriver.
Well, watch Doctor Who, you wanker.
But I don't want
to. Paul, that's disgusting. And no. Oh, yeah, you could, like, use this for a brain thing to, like, shove it up people's noses.
Ow! try to steal my brain, will you?
Why would I want your brain? I think it's you'd want to steal my brain because I'm the smart one.
Oh, please.
Right, yeah, no, I think it's awesome.
Whatever. I'll do whatever I want.
Whatever. I do what I want.
I roll with it.
He has three boobs.
I roll with 10 gags. And we only commit hate crime. Whatever. I'll do what I want.
South Park is the best show. Inspector Spacetime. Yeah, good reference from Community. I'm not your buddy, guy. I'm not your guy, buddy.
I inserted Jar Jar Binks back in the... I'd say.
Sorry.
All right. Does anybody have more questions they want to ask us? We'll answer anything.
We're going to go shortly because we have to go to the DVD store. So
yes.
If you've got any last questions or you want me to punch bead, like.
What's this?
There's nothing wrong with Community. NBC decided to shelve it because they're assholes.
Ow!
What's your favourite Evil Dead moment? In part two, when he wrestles with his own hand.
I have to say, in Army of Darkness, he's like, it's like the demon's like, "Who the hell are you?" And he's like, "Name's Ash." Housewares.
No, or shop smart. Shop.
I do not wrestle with my hand every day, Pat. You're disgusting. Does your mum wash that keyboard of yours?
Are you going to JB in Green? Yeah, we are. Do you want to join us, Paul? We can could finally say hi.
Come see us and you can watch bad movies with us for the rest of the day.
You can come and watch Troll 2 with us.
And the room.
Oh, wait, but you might hit on my mum. But she might like that. We'll leave you two alone. Oh, wait, it's one hand. I'm no Bruce Campbell. I'm sorry. I actually don't have any money. I'm waiting for my check to clear. But when it clears, I'll give you your money, Paul. Just don't break my legs.
She's just going to use all my money.
Yeah, you can just pay for it.
Marcy was really surprised about the amount of Blu-rays I bought the other day.
All right, the girls want to go to Greensboro, so we might have to wrap it up unless you've got a last question for us.
No, we're not sending you money, man.
But seriously, Paul, we're going to Greensboro if you want to go and meet us there. My mum's in the other room, so I've got to text her back. Yes, we're ready.
I will send you an autographed picture of me from Chicago, Pat.
I'll send you an autographed picture of me.
I'll
make it. No, that's nobody wants to see that.
So you just want to send an autographed picture of me in Chicago. It's like two.
I'll send you an autographed picture of me as Bruce Campbell.
That'd be awesome.
I got the results of the test back. I definitely have dumbass syndrome. I don't like saying the cancer line because it's been insensitive, so I just change it.
Yeah.
Pete, is that Pete with you and Chris on your Facebook? Who's Chris?
Christopher Lloyd.
Ah.
Yes.
Did you post that? Oh, we got to scan your picture.
Yeah, we got to scan pictures in.
Yeah.
It is true. Okay. I met Christopher Lloyd.
I met Bruce Campbell. Actually, I met his action figure. He has his action figure. Well, thanks, Pat. I try to look good as a blonde. Yeah, Harry, I will scan that picture, reprint it, and I'll sign it. I'll sign it from Christopher Lloyd to you from me. I know you met Matt Smith, Paul, and I freaking hate you. I do have his sonic screwdriver.
So is that like...
Okay, I didn't lick it.
Oh, that's gross.
Okay, I'm going to not like do that. All right.
Bruce Campbell can never be a dick in person because he's Bruce Campbell.
Yeah.
And I bought his book the other day, Make Love to Bruce Campbell. Or is it How to Make Love to Bruce Campbell?
I think it's How to Make Love the Bruce Campbell way.
Yeah.
I've got his other book, If Chins Could Kill.
Yeah, I got that too.
That's an awesome book. Yeah. All right, guys. We're going to go because we said an hour and it's been an hour and 10 minutes and we're going to go to JB Hi-Fi, which is, I guess it's like Best Buy for you guys over there. It's the like same the kind of thing.
It's like the cheapest shop to go to if you want to buy movies and stuff. Yeah.
And Paul might see us there, so you'll see the person in the 88 miles per hour t-shirt and the Troll 2 t-shirt.
Yes.
All right. Thanks for tuning in, guys. We appreciate it, and we love you, and thank you for your support. And send me your address, and I'll send you an autographed picture of me as Bruce Campbell.
And if you ask me nicely, I'll send you an audio recording of me doing my Morgan Freeman impression.
We'll just print off a picture of Morgan Freeman, paste Bede's face on it, and he'll sign it.
But would blackface be wrong?
Yeah, but you're not doing blackface. It will technically have a white face. Oh, maybe okay. That's still racist.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Thank you so much.
Thanks, everyone. See you later.
See ya. Move the screen so I can turn it off. Bye.
See you, everyone.
You can see my face.
Bye.